Hey everyone, ready to dive in. Today we're tackling communication.
Ooh, communication.
Especially how it shapes the relationships in our lives.
Makes sense.
You know, the connections we
You
have,
have partners. Yeah.
friends,
Yeah.
even colleagues.
Right.
Our expert today is a life coach.
Okay.
She helps women figure out how to work with their emotions
Interesting.
so they can, live a better life.
Like have a better quality of life.
Exactly.
I like that.
We're going to be looking at one of her training sessions today.
Cool.
All about building those stronger connections
Okay.
through, you guessed it, better communication.
Awesome.
So get ready,
For what?
because we're going to learn how to really clearly say what we need,
Oh, that's so important.
become amazing listeners,
Love it.
and get this, maybe even see conflict as a chance to grow closer.
Wow, that's a shift.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure by the end of this deep dive, you'll have some communication skills to take back to your own relationships. Let's jump in.
Okay.
The coach starts off with a simple truth.
Okay, what is it?
Clear communication. It's the foundation of any successful relationship.
Makes sense. Oh.
I know we hear it all the time,
Yeah.
but she's not just talking about words.
What else then?
She sees communication as like a powerful tool,
Okay.
one that helps us understand, well, ourselves better,
Right.
but also helps us connect.
With other people.
Exactly, and build that closeness.
That's like a two-way street. You got
Exactly.
to be able to share your own thoughts and feelings,
Yeah.
but you also got to be ready to really listen to the other
And
person.
understand their perspective.
Yes. And when both people feel heard, you create the space for real connection.
And less misunderstanding.
So important.
Now, she gets into this really interesting technique.
Oh, I love a good technique.
It's called I messages.
Okay.
So, instead of saying, you never listen to me.
Yeah, I hate when people say that.
Yeah, you would say something like, I feel unheard when I try to share something important and don't get a response.
Interesting.
So it's like shifting from you to I.
So powerful.
Right? It takes the blame away.
Which can make people defensive.
Totally.
And instead, you're focusing on your own feelings.
Which makes people more open to listening,
It's like you're inviting them in to understand you.
creating a safe space for dialogue.
I like that.
Okay, next she talks about active listening and empathy.
Big topics.
Yeah, it's so easy to fall into the trap of listening to respond
Oh, I do that all the time.
instead of listening to understand.
Yeah.
So she suggests this exercise.
Okay, what is it?
Have a conversation with someone you care about, and your only goal is to understand their message.
Like really tune in.
Yeah, quiet that voice in your head that's planning your response.
That's hard.
I know, it takes practice.
It makes you wonder, though,
About what?
how much would our conversations change?
If we were all actively listening.
Exactly. And our emotions and the relationship itself.
It's pretty powerful stuff,
Yeah.
especially, she points out, in romantic relationship.
Where that emotional connection is so important.
Okay, let's switch gears a bit
To what?
to how men and women communicate differently in relationships.
Ooh, interesting.
So she noticed that men often approach conversations
Oh.
like they're trying to solve a problem.
Oh,
And
yeah.
women,
What about us?
we might just want to feel heard, understood, and supported.
Makes sense.
It's not always black and white, of course,
No, definitely not.
but she thinks it might come from
On what?
societal expectations
Okay.
and how boys and girls are raised.
That's interesting.
So she encourages everyone
To do what?
to embrace vulnerability
Okay.
and express their emotions authentically.
No matter what gender you are.
Exactly.
I like that.
Now, get ready for this,
Okay, I'm ready.
because this is where it gets good.
Is it?
Conflict resolution.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
But she has this surprising take.
What is it?
She sees conflict as an opportunity for growth and deeper connection.
Really?
I know, right? But only
Only if what?
if it's handled constructively.
So how do we do that?
Well, she says it's about changing our mindset
From what to what?
from me versus you
Yeah.
to us versus the problem. So
Interesting.
instead of trying to win, you're working together as a team to find a solution.
I see.
And through that process,
Yeah.
you understand each other's needs better
And limits.
and perspectives.
So it actually strengthens the relationship.
Exactly.
Wow.
Now, she has this exercise.
Okay.
It's called mapping a conflict.
Mapping a
Yeah, you
conflict.
take a past disagreement and really break it down.
Okay.
What emotions were there?
On both sides.
What needs weren't being met?
And where did the communication go wrong?
Right. So
I
it's like
love it.
a relationship autopsy for your arguments.
Interesting way to put it.
So then what?
Well, then you try to imagine how that conversation could have gone differently.
With more understanding.
And empathy.
Okay.
And think about what compromises or solutions you could have come up with.
It's like rewinding and rewriting the script.
Exactly.
With a new awareness.
And that helps you...
To do what?
To handle future disagreements with more skill.
So it's all about learning from our past conflicts.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Right. So this reflection...
And on past conflicts.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It really helps us handle future ones better.
Makes sense.
And it works for any type of relationship.
Oh, so it's not just romantic relationships.
Nope. Any relationship where there's conflict.
Okay.
Whether it's with a partner.
Or a friend.
Or a family.
Or a coworker.
All of them.
That's helpful.
Yeah. So these communication principles, they can help us build stronger connections with everyone in our lives.
I love that. Like, we need a cheat sheet for communication sometimes.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to communicating our needs in relationships.
That can be hard.
It really can.
Like, sometimes you just think, they should get it.
Yeah.
Why do I have to say it?
Or we're afraid to say anything.
Because what if they get mad?
Or reject us.
Totally.
But then if we don't say anything...
It just builds up inside.
And it can lead to resentment.
Yeah.
So the coach gives us some tools for this.
Like what?
Well, remember those I statements?
Oh, yeah. Those were good.
Yeah. They're key for expressing your needs clearly and confidently.
And without blaming anyone.
Exactly. Because when you use you statements...
You're basically attacking the other person.
And that makes them defensive.
Right. But when you focus on your own experience...
You're inviting them to understand you.
It's so much better.
Right. It creates a different energy.
We're much more open.
And collaborative.
Yeah. Instead of combative.
Here's an example.
Okay.
Let's say instead of saying, you always forget to take out the trash.
Which, let's be honest, is annoying.
You could say, I feel overwhelmed and frustrated when the trash isn't taken out because it creates more work for me.
That's good. It's so much better.
It's subtle, but it makes a difference.
You're not assuming anything about their intentions.
Yeah, because they might not even realize...
How their actions are affecting you.
Exactly.
It's all about that open dialogue.
Sharing your perspective.
And finding solutions together.
Right. Now, the coach also says to be specific.
About what?
About what you need.
Oh, yeah. They're not mind readers.
Right. So don't expect them to just know.
Spell it out.
Tell them what you need.
And be willing to compromise.
Because relationships are a two-way street.
You got to find solutions that work for both people.
Oh, and she also mentions timing.
What about it?
Don't try to have a serious conversation when you're already stressed out or angry.
Oh, yeah, that never goes well.
Pick a time when you can both be calm and focused.
Makes sense.
So you can really hear each other.
And respect each other's perspectives.
Okay, let's go back to active listening for a minute. Because it's so important.
It really is.
It's more than just hearing the words.
It's about engaging with the person.
On every level.
Verbally and non-verbally.
Yeah. Pay attention to their body language.
Their tone.
Their emotions.
Quiet your own mind.
Be present.
It's hard.
I know. It takes practice.
But it's so worth it.
Okay. She has a few tips for this.
We have all ears.
One is to just mirror back what you're hearing.
Like repeat what they said?
Well, not exactly.
Okay. How do you do it then?
Let's say your partner is talking about a frustrating day at work.
Okay.
You could say, it sounds like you're feeling really stressed right now.
Oh, I see.
It shows you're listening and understanding their feelings.
Without giving advice.
Yeah, it's validating their experience.
And sometimes that's all people need.
Just to feel heard.
Exactly.
Okay, another tip.
Shoot.
Ask clarifying questions.
Like what?
Can you tell me more about that? Or... What do you mean when you say?
Okay. Yeah, that shows you're interested.
It helps you go deeper and really understand their perspective.
And then there's the big one.
What's that?
Unsolicited advice.
Oh, that's the worst.
We think we're helping.
But sometimes people just want to vent.
Yeah, they don't want solutions.
So resist that urge to jump in with advice.
And just listen.
With empathy.
And validate their experience.
And if you're not sure, just ask.
Like, do you want advice or do you just need to vent?
Exactly.
Give them the choice.
Okay, ready for conflict resolution.
Ugh, fine.
It doesn't have to be scary.
It's definitely not my favorite thing.
Well, the coach says it can actually be a good thing.
Really?
If you approach it constructively.
How?
Remember that mindset shift we talked about?
From me versus you to us versus the problem.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you're working together to find a solution.
Not fighting each other.
Right. And she suggests this technique called mapping a conflict.
What's that?
You take a past conflict and you break it down.
Okay.
What were the triggers?
The emotion.
The needs that weren't being met.
And where did the communication break down?
Right. It's like a post-mortem for your arguments.
Wow. That's intense. but helpful.
So what do you do with all that information?
Well, then you try to imagine how the conversation could have gone differently.
With more empathy and understanding.
And what compromises or solutions you could have come up with.
It's like rewriting the script.
Exactly.
So you can do better next time.
The coach also says to choose your battles.
What does that mean?
Not every disagreement needs to be an argument.
Oh, sometimes it's better to just let it go.
Yeah, focus on what really matters.
And remember, conflict is normal.
It doesn't mean your relationship is doomed.
It's just a part of life.
And it can actually be an opportunity to learn and grow together.
Okay, that's a good way to look at it.
Now, let's talk about communicating across gender differences.
Oh, that's a big one.
The coach says men and women often communicate in different ways.
That's for sure.
Men are more problem-solving oriented. And women just want to be heard and validated.
It's not always true, of course.
No, but it's a common pattern.
And neither approach is wrong.
It's just different.
The key is to understand and respect those differences.
And be willing to compromise.
Maybe sometimes you need to just listen.
And sometimes you need to be more direct.
And don't forget nonverbal communication.
What about it?
It's important to...
Like body language and tone of voice.
Make eye contact, nod your head, use physical touch.
It all matters.
And remember, communication is a skill.
It takes practice.
But the more you work at it,
the better you'll become.
And the stronger your relationships will be.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do we actually use all of this?
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
We've covered a ton in this deep dive.
So many strategies.
But the most important thing is that you walk away.
With what?
With some real takeaways.
Things you can use right now.
To improve your relationships.
I like that.
Because at the end of the day, good communication is a choice.
It really is.
We have to choose to show up for the people we care about.
Be present.
Listen intentionally.
Express ourselves clearly and respectfully.
It's not about being perfect. It's about making that effort.
To really connect with people.
On a deeper level.
So, let's recap a few things.
Okay, sure.
Remember those I statements?
Oh, yeah, they were good.
Own your feelings.
Don't blame anyone else.
And combine that with active listening.
Really tuning into what the other person is saying.
You create a space for empathy and understanding.
Powerful stuff.
And don't forget about nonverbal communication.
Oh, yeah, that's important too.
Eye contact, tone of voice, physical touch.
It all sends a message.
Now, what about when conflict comes up?
That's the hard part.
Remember that mindset shift?
From me versus you to us versus the problem.
Yes. You're a team working together.
Not enemies fighting each other.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
So many great insights from this life coach.
She's awesome.
All about empowering women to live better lives.
By working with their emotions. And communication is a huge part of that.
So true.
Now, before we go, I have a question for you.
Okay, I'm listening.
What's one small change you can make today to strengthen your relationships?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It could be anything.
Like what?
Really listening to your partner.
Without interrupting.
Or telling a friend how much you appreciate them.
Little things can make a big difference.
Exactly.
I like that.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
This was fun.
If you want to learn more from this amazing life coach.
She does workshops, right?
Yes. Specifically for women.
That's awesome.
Be sure to check them out.
Will do.
And tune in next time for another deep dive.
Can't wait.